Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city.
Oh, thank you. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you. Good morning here in Southern California. Good afternoon out there on the East Coast. In the room, of course, we've got Steve Silva. Online, we got Amber Ashby-Carey.
Good morning, everybody.
Also in the room, producer Zach.
Hi, how are you?
And I am Sean Roberts, and I am your host. And together, we are your Weekly Dose podcast. And, of course, as always, we are streaming to you live here from Orange County, California, every Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. So, welcome.
Did you forget the day
is
right in front of you?
No, because I'm thinking, I can't see morning anymore that much because we're on Delmarva Talk Radio.
Oh, that's so right. It's the afternoon there.
It's 1 o'clock over there. So, and if they're still asleep, get the hell up, people.
Yeah, really.
It's COVID. You can sleep in. Stop it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and every Saturday. Hopefully, we've got some East Coasters that are starting to do that.
I think so.
And we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame this summer. And just remember to follow Mark and Brian, R-H-O-F, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on... Whoa, where'd that come from? On how you
down
can
below.
Help... them get into the Radio Hall of Fame.
The Radio Hall of Fame.
Yes, and for those of you who recently followed us, thank you so much for joining the family and for listening. And we're stoked to have you. Keep doing it.
Oh, we're so stoked.
We're stoked, man. We're lucky.
Absolutely. We got a big show for you guys today. Of course, you know, we had an earthquake out here. We'll talk about that. We're going to be talking about movies with our buddy Paul Preston. And we'll also be talking what the best beers to have with your pretzel with our friends, listeners, Mike and Kay. We'll also be doing our new segment, Lockdown Pick-Me-Ups. We'll catch up with each other. We're also celebrating East Meets West Day, talking about quarantine pickup lines, turn-offs on the first date, and Steve's going to sing us his own song, which is going to be really, really an awful lot of fun.
Oh, boy, yeah.
You really like this, that Big and Rich song.
Yeah. Play it again.
That's my first time hearing it.
Is it really? Dude, it was a huge hit, and you lived in Nashville.
I never heard it.
I tuned out a lot of the music by the work group.
Oh, God, these guys are so good. I love Big and Rich. Love it. We'll talk more about them later, though.
Okay, don't forget you can interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Yes, and not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and, of course, Spotify. So, yeah. Ooh, I had a little frog in my throat right there.
Yeah, you did.
So just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, don't forget to rate and review us. Please.
Absolutely. And, of course, today's theme song, we just mentioned, from Big and Rich, this is Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, because it's National Help a Horse Day. So what better way to save a horse than to ride a cowboy? And, I mean, this was a huge hit for them.
Huge thing. Apparently.
Yeah, it is. So, now, Steve, you said you're not too familiar with Big and Rich, right?
No, never heard of them.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. And
yeah,
this, then
we're,
this
we're,
one.
We're too cool.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Snack.
I see how it is. I see how. Miss, I lived in Nashville and I got to work with so and so and so and so, and you didn't even know who the hell Big and Rich was.
Well, you get inundated when you work for a big artist like Randy, because everybody's trying to get in the door. You don't know who to filter in and who to let. You don't know what. Uh-huh. You know, you just kind of tune everybody out. So.
You know, there's 2,397 pickers in Nashville.
But
yeah,
there's only
lot,
one,
right?
Big and Rich, though.
I see.
So, now, yeah, this was a huge, huge hit for them. excuse me. And it's just, I mean, they've got great music and not just this type of thing. What they really did was combine rock and music together. And I think that's where a lot of where today's Nashville music has come from, is because of what these guys did. Because they really combined the two of them together to the point where a few years back, they got together with Bon Jovi and wrote a number of songs together. Two were featured on John's album, and then two or three were also featured on their album. Different songs the same year.
Okay, it combined rock and what kind of music?
Country.
Country, okay, because you said rock and music.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Oh, did
too.
I?
Yeah.
Did.
Well, I was like, oh, was it bluegrass country?
Well, shut the front door, slap me till Tuesday.
Look out, John.
They do a little bit of a
one more
hip-hop thing. A little,
oh, yeah.
A bit of a little peppery.
It's a pop rock kind of thing, yeah. But they're combining it and everything in there, so.
Well, yeah, that new... Yeah. New but, Nashville.
Yeah, exactly. So, but don't forget, you can get Big and Rich and all their music and all their albums from our main sponsor, Amazon.
Yes, my favorite. Nowadays, more and more people are shopping online, and there is no better place to do it than all of our favorite place, Amazon.
That's right, Amber. They have everything. Something for my throat is what I need.
You need some of my tea.
So, yeah, get what you want by shopping on Amazon. Just remember to use our banner.
That's right, folks. All you need to do is go on our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on our Amazon banner and bookmark it. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link, and by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
And if you're, you can get all your shopping done with no big crowds. And if you're like me, you don't have a car and you have trouble getting out to do your shopping, I can only buy what I can carry. So that kind of limits. Like yesterday, I went to Stater Brothers. And it was like over 90 degrees, and I wore a mask, and it was like just miserable.
Dude, you should have called me.
Oh, I will. But you know, if you do your shopping on Amazon, they're there to help. They even deliver your groceries for you at a cost.
I would think so.
But see, I don't have Amazon Prime or access to it. And everybody has Amazon Prime, of course. They
it's
get
a good
everything
deal.
Delivered.
Yeah. You do this subscribe and save button, and boom, you're good. And, but yeah, if you're going to do all of your shopping online, there's only one place to go, yourweeklydose.com. Go to our website, click our Amazon banner, and link it to your Amazon account.
That'll get the job done. And remember, when you use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
Woo!
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
He's from Amazon.
Yeah. Real quick, we had an earthquake here on Wednesday morning, I think it was. It was like a 3.7. Did anybody feel it at all?
No.
Supposedly it was at midnight, and I got like several texts that said, oh my gosh, did you feel that? And I was like, damn it, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't feel it either. I think I was already
in bed.
Yeah, I was already in bed myself. I had several friends post on Facebook that that they felt it. Tracy Newman, who's been on the show, Emmy Award-winning television writer, she felt it. A few friends here locally felt it and everything. But, I didn't feel it at all.
Was it like a 3.2?
A 3.7.
Okay, 3.7.
I'm sure that I woke up and went to the bathroom, and I'm sure that was probably what woke me up, but I didn't realize it.
I think Karen thought I just farted or something and rolled over.
Oh, my gosh.
I did fart, but it had nothing to do with the earthquake.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
It was a wet one.
So, but one earthquake expert we really need to talk to is our movie guy, Mr. Paul Preston, because he watches all those earthquake movies and likes to talk about them.
Da, da, da.
What a good looking
or
guy
maybe
he is.
He doesn't like the tummy.
Who knows? We don't know. Paul, how are you, bud?
Just recovering from earthquake 2020, but I'm okay.
Breaking news!
A little shake and bake.
Yeah. So how you been, brother?
Well, you know, twist my arm to stay indoors and watch movies.
Oh, my gosh,
oh, no.
God, are you okay?
Well, I'm catching up on a lot of iconic stuff that I've never seen. You know, late iconic stuff. But I might have talked about this last time I was on. I forget. But I finally saw Clueless. Like, I'd never seen Clueless.
Really?
You know, we have a little saying at the Movie Guys called movie jail. If there's something you should have seen by now and you just haven't, you're in movie jail. Like, if you haven't seen Shawshank, straight to movie jail with you.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, or Stand By Me. There's some movies, you know. Then there's always the debate about whether a movie is a movie jail movie or not. You know, I haven't seen License to Drive. But is that movie jail? But, you know, that kind of thing.
So basically, you're the state penitentiary then.
Right, yes. I meant movie. Not prison, jail, you know.
Yeah.
But then I saw Mean Girls. Never seen that.
Oh, that's a great Tina Fey movie. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite Tim Meadows performances, actually, too. And I saw Waitress, which I'd never seen, the indie film. It became a big Broadway hit. But while people are quarantined, I have a few movies I recommend that are I think I'll get on here next time when we chat with, like, the movies I never tire of seeing. But these are the ones today that are criminally underseen by people.
Will do, but you know what? First, can you discuss what you did recently? Because you went to go see Raiders of the Lost Ark at a drive-in?
Yes!
Talk about that real quick.
Jelly.
I posted a picture about that, and people are chiming in from other parts of the world, like, oh, yeah, those things should make a comeback. Well, in Southern California, they have, or at least the Mission Tiki drive-in in Montclair is open, and you can stay in your car. You don't have to talk to anybody else. You know, they broadcast the audio through your FM dial.
Cool.
I'm shocked at how great. Yeah, I never used to go to movies I've seen the first time at a drive-in because I knew the production wouldn't be all that great. You get the little speaker or something. I don't know. Something's crazy where it's not a great viewing experience. But I'd see a movie there if I've already seen it before. Mm-hmm. But that may change because Mission Tiki, they have digital projection. The audio, as long as you have a great car stereo, is killer surround. It's amazing.
Wow.
And for reasons unknown, they showed Raiders of the Lost Ark and Indiana Jones The Last Crusade double feature. My favorite movie of all time and one of its sequels. I mean, what are the odds?
Yeah.
I see that movie every year on the big screen. It's one of the reasons I live in Los Angeles is because I can. So, and I thought, well, the theaters are shut down. I'm going to miss it on the big screen this year. Not so. Los Angeles coming through with the drive-in, making it happen for
which me. Is, I think, really awesome. And I read an article about that. Actually, we're going to read about it later on, too, in our segment, Lockdown Pick Me Up, because it's happening all over the world, too. Believe it or not, the drive-ins. So, are they going to be doing this constantly now, Paul, or what are they going to do?
Well, their schedule says. I mean, they've got, you know, Trolls World Tour, the animated movie, was supposed to have a big opening. It didn't. Universal instead just put it out for video on demand and on the streaming services so you can watch it. But it's playing at the drive-in.
Nice.
You know, recent hits: Invisible Man, Knives Out. They're over there. Birds of Prey just played, I think. So
next time
kind of recent movies are playing.
Well, next time they do like a classic, like a Raiders of the Lost Ark kind of a thing, let me know, dude. I would love to go with you.
I hope they do. You know, it was half to two-thirds full for a movie that's 39 years old.
That's pretty cool. that's pretty cool.
I was pretty impressed.
That's pretty cool. Well, Paul, tell us what movies we should now see, though, and stream on our channels there.
All right, I got one if you're looking for a drama, but not, you know, super intense. You know, because you're stuck indoors.
Little Women?
2005. Yes, please enjoy Munich. No. this is a movie called June Bug. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
But no.
Super strong drama.
Oh, Rodney. That was a different June.
Wow.
That's a different June Bug. Okay. This is a movie about a couple from Chicago who own an art gallery, and they go to North Carolina because there's this very eccentric artist down there. They want to showcase his work in their gallery. And, hey, while they're so close to the groom's or to the husband's family, why don't they go visit? Well, you know, cultured art museum owner from Chicago meeting super rural North Carolina folk. There's a clash of cultures there, and it makes for real good drama. It's just a smart film, and it has a bargain of a cast in it. You have people you need to describe. You can't just say their name. You have to say their name, describe them, and then they go, oh, I love that guy. Like this movie has Scott Wilson. Anybody? Anybody?
I love that guy.
No? Walking Dead, he played Herschel, the owner of the the guy who owned the homestead in the second season.
Zach loves that guy.
I do.
Exactly.
You guys don't know who he is. I do.
Embeth Davids. Who's who? What? Who? No, she played the maid in Schindler's List that Ray Fiennes' character was so enamored with, and she was the female lead in Army of Darkness with Bruce Campbell. Oh, yeah, she's great. It's full of those people.
Cool.
But the best is, and she got Oscar nominated for it, Amy Adams played a pregnant woman with a baby she probably shouldn't be having. She probably shouldn't have got pregnant. But such is North Carolina. And her performance is the best performance of anyone in any role that year.
Oh, wow.
And it was the first I'd really seen of her, although she had been in Catch Me If You Can and some other stuff. But this was breakout, and and she's been nothing but great ever since. So, right. June Bug, highly recommend it. If you want a comedy, I recommend a movie called Lost in America. Go find it out there on demand. Albert Brooks, one of my comedy heroes. If you loved Defending Your Life or Broadcast News, or of course the voice of Marlin in Finding Nemo. He made these great movies in the 70s and 80s where he just wrote, directed, and starred in them. And this is one of my favorites. He plays an 80s yuppie who gets this – he doesn't get a job promotion that he was expecting. So he kind of flips, and he sells everything he owns, and he's going to ride across the country like Easy Rider and touch Indians and, you know, have a free spirit lifestyle. Of course, he doesn't have a bike. He's got an RV and his wife. And he pulls off this delicate balance where – you feel for him because he didn't get the job promotion he was expecting, and he's kind of he's a bit abrasive, but you still root for him. I don't know. He finds that delicate balance where, like, he's annoying, but you really want things to happen for him, but he keeps making all the wrong decisions. Of course, if he didn't make the wrong decisions, we wouldn't have as much comedy.
Got it.
So, Lost in America, he's nearly funny in everything he says and everything he does in that movie.
Awesome. What's next?
I'm making my notes here. I'm literally writing all of this down.
Please do.
There's going to be a test later.
Yeah. Did you guys ever see the Tom Cruise movie Night and Day with him and Cameron Diaz?
I remember it coming out, and I think it kind of got mixed reviews on how.
That's the wrong response. You should have said, yes, I saw it. Yes, I loved it because it's great.
Is it really?
It's full on Tom Cruise. You know, he didn't get any cruisier than maybe Edge of Tomorrow, you know, where he starts out as a schmuck and becomes Super Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Like, if you want Tom Cruise, it probably doesn't get more Tom Cruisey than Night and Day.
Tom Cruise. That should
it's
be
on
an
the list.
That should be an actual, like, phrase, Tom Cruisey.
Yeah, he's the cruisiest in this. He's a spy. He's a spy who's kind of been framed, and he's got to clear his name. And he gets Cameron Diaz whipped up into his whole story. And she's, like, of course, a mild-mannered woman who, like, restores automobiles. And she, and then that whole dichotomy of their relationship gets super entertaining. And he might be on the charm offensive in this movie because it might have been around the time that he went loopy with Scientology and had that awkward Oprah interview, an awkward Matt Lauer interview.
Right.
And so he is on the charm offensive in this movie. Everything you love about Tom Cruise is on display, plus crazy action. And it's from James Mangold, who eventually went on to make Logan. And I think this might have been after 3:10 to Yuma, but he's a great underrated director, too, who may now get the reins of the new Indiana Jones movie. So.
Oh, really?
So he's great.
Wow.
You know, Paul, can I ask you a question? Something I was wondering
Please.
About the other day. What happened to Nicolas Cage? Where did he go?
Random.
Okay, the theories are crazy. I mean, like, he has so many debts that he has to make as many movies as possible to pay them all off, including, like, bizarre, never-heard-of Bulgarian films. For a guy who used to have, you know, some box office and awards cred, he certainly just is appearing in anything he feels like appearing in. But every once in a while, he'll show up in some indie that has life in it or has something that's unique and interesting about it that's worth seeing. But
Well, the reason
Mandy
why I bring
was a lot of... really that was good, Mandy. That was the one.
Yeah, that'd be one of them. The Legion M sort of funded film, and there was one, Color Out of Time. Is that the one that just came out? Color Out of Space, some super bizarre, weird movie. I'm saying super a lot today. It's really
super.
Well, the reason why I bring it up is because the other day, I always loved Nicolas Cage 90 action movies, as I'm sure we all do, like Face Off, for example. I just happened to come across an HBO, and I hadn't seen it in a long time. 8mm. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah. That's a good film.
Oh, that's
I did not see it. It's a snuff film movie, right?
You're going to jail. Yeah. You're going to jail, Paul.
It's kind of it's based on that.
Okay, wait. Hold the phone. I do not go to jail for 8mm. Okay?
But the reason
I go to jail
why...
for Raising Arizona if I haven't seen that a thousand times.
The other reason why I bring it up is because if you know you haven't seen it, watch it, because there's two other people that are in it that were not really huge yet, but they were getting there. That's Joaquin Phoenix. And also James Gandolfini, who's one of the main bad guys in it.
It's a really good movie. I mean, it's hard. That's a hard one to watch.
Yeah, Amber, you've seen it, right? Like, Joaquin Phoenix was super young.
As a mom, that's really, that one,
it's a rough one. But it's such a good movie, though.
I like their sequels, though, 9mm and 10mm.
And who didn't see that coming, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey, just want to throw it in. Just throw it out, you know. You swing, you throw it, you see what happens, whatever.
See, I expect that from Steve.
But in all honesty, I would have really liked to see them with Jerry Bruckheimer finish the National Treasure trilogy, though.
Yeah, that's where he seemed to fall off the deep end
because
after those movies.
Well, those two movies I thought were great, and they have the thing to do that third one, and they just never got together to do a script to do that one. And I think that would have been a wonderful, another cool movie for him to do.
Yeah, but it's happening to our stars. That's why Tom Cruise is so great. He's the last movie star.
He's cruisy.
You know, think George Clooney is?
No, because Clooney is like this multi-hyphenate now. Cruise is just, I mean, Cruise produces, he does, but...
Tom Hanks?
He's just, and you can just put Tom Cruise in blank, and it's like, I think I'm going to go to that.
Blank line for Tom Hanks.
It's hard to not watch him. It's just, he's mesmerizing. I don't know, and I hate him, but I just love him.
Cruise?
It's very strange. Yeah.
He's captivating.
Why do you
Interview with a Vampire. That is one of my all-time favorite movies with him, and just, ugh.
Oh, God, the author who wrote that, she hated him.
Anne Rice,
Anne Rice, and when she found out that he was going to be cast, she hated the idea of him playing Lestat. And then when she saw it, she went, okay, he did good.
To me, his finest hour was Jerry Maguire. Man, that was his best shot at an Oscar.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
You don't think it was Risky Business?
No.
Oh, my God, what a great movie, though. I mean, the guy's got 30 years of great movies.
You know what? If you actually look at his IMDb, I mean, there are probably, and this is just my opinion, maybe about 5 movies that you kind of go, eh. Everything else is like a major hit.
Yes.
It really is, you know, and which really makes me wonder how this new Top Gun Maverick is going to be when it finally comes out.
Which Paul curses the fact it's not coming out.
Indeed. You know, yeah. Unfair.
And I have a buddy of mine who was one of the consultants on the film, too, the military consultant. On the film and everything, and once we're going to try, when the movie comes out, we want to try to get him in and to discuss it.
And of course, Tom Cruise is out there flying the plane himself and hanging off the Burj Khalifa and hanging off the side of the plane.
That's
and
jumping over he actually Emmys. Flew the plane.
He's
really?
The man.
Yeah.
He's still doing all that shit.
He is still, the dude.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm like, holy cow. So, anyway.
I had a great line from, I think it was Ron Babcock, a local comedian, was on the Movie Guys podcast, and he said, you know, meeting Tom Cruise has got to be the equivalent of having a week-long juice cleanse.
Wow.
I've quoted that 1,000 times. It's got to be true.
Well, let me write that down.
Like,
week-long juice cleanse.
He leaves, and you're like, I just feel awesome. Like, I feel great.
Oh, wow.
And Night and Day is the one nobody's seen, and that's a shame because it is just entertaining itself.
Well, damn it, I'm going to go find it and get it, and I'm going to watch it.
And I'm going to come over. No?
Hey, social distancing. Social distancing.
Wow, we're in the studio. We're really social distancing.
12 feet away.
Never mind.
Well, Paul, it's always good to talk to you, buddy, and to let us know what to watch and everything and different things, so we really appreciate it, bud.
My pleasure. There's a few. I'll be back with more. You know, it's what we're doing. We're watching movies.
Absolutely. If you want to catch Paul on his other podcast.
My list is waiting to be updated, Paul.
Catch Paul at themovieguys.net. And, Paul, you're also doing another podcast, are you not?
I produce a podcast for Disney, D23 Inside Disney, D23, the official fan club of Disney, their official podcast.
So check it all out. Paul is the man. He's the guy. That's why he's with us, to uplift us and educate us.
All right, folks. Talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, bye. And there you go. Please catch him on his podcast, themovieguys.net. Well, you know what, guys? It is National Pretzel Day. And, you know, I love those big giant pretzels. You know, you're at Disneyland or at the mall or whatever. But one thing we need to know is, what beer should we have to go with those pretzels?
I'm just a cold beer drinker. Check out the callus on my pop top finger. Got a cooler in the back with a 12 pack ready to roll. I'm just a cold beer drinker.
So on the phone with us are our listeners, Mike and Kay, our beer experts. Hello, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. We're doing great. How about you all?
We are doing wonderful. Awesome. And missing you guys.
Drinking water like a loser.
I like how we can use any excuse to get you guys on the phone, because we love you guys.
That's not an excuse.
You need to figure out
what kind of beer to
when
have with
a National Peanut Day, we'll do the same thing.
Absolutely. Because, you know, you're in a bar, you're eating peanuts. Why not? Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I'm good with that. Hey, yeah. Anything that works, you know.
So how you guys been holding up with everything?
We're doing great. Still, you know, we're wearing masks when we should, and we're staying home when we have to. And I'm still working out of the house, so I got to be careful. Kay's still working in the house, and so she's doing, you know, the teacher thing, and everything's going okay so far.
Good. Well, I'm glad you guys are still healthy. So go ahead and let us know about the beers that we should be having with a good pretzel.
Yeah, sure. So what we did was we have been really working hard, Kay and I, to support local businesses. And so this time we are featuring three beers from a local brewer. It's the Stout House in Upland, California.
Ooh.
They are an excellent one of the newer craft brewers around here, and don't let the name fool you. They make not only some great stouts, but they make some excellent IPAs and some really, really good Berliner Weisses, which are great summer beers we've talked about before on the show.
Right, yeah.
Kay did a bunch of research and some work to gather these beers this week, and we've been sitting here drinking them and having pretzels this morning. So Kay's going to give it over to Kay to talk about some of what we've learned.
All right. Take it away, Kay.
So what we decided to do were three beers that are complementary flavors to the pretzels, because the 26th is the National Pretzel Day. So we chose the two types of beers that they recommend to complement pretzels would be a classic German style. So we chose a Hefeweizen style, which is we chose a sweet raspberry wheat. And then the other is brown style, so we decided to go with a peanut butter stout and a caramel porter, which are both generated out of a dark brown malt style beer.
Oh, that peanut butter stout sounds good.
Sure does.
Yeah. So we decided to start with the sweet raspberry wheat, which is a 6.7 ABV. It's actually a fruit beer because it's made with a fruit or fruit extract. And it is a wheat beer like a Hefeweizen, which originated either out of Bavaria, if you're going with the German style, or Witt beer out of from the Dutch. But wheat beers are usually top fermented and brewed with a large portion of wheat relative to the amount of barley malt. That makes them a little different. This one by Stout House is excellent. It has a very raspberry forward flavor, a mild sweetness, definitely the wheat and the crisp finish, and it goes great with the salty flavors of pretzels.
Oh, nice.
Man, my mouth is watering right now. Already, there it is.
Other thing that's interesting about wheat beers is that they have a knack for reducing muscle inflammation and increasing respiratory health. They have a chemical called polyphenols, which is most prevalent in wheat beer that is known to calm molecular byproducts caused by exercise. So hence, it's healthy.
And that's based on science.
Beer.
I'm so thirsty right now.
I need some to go with my asthma inhaler.
I was going to say that. Well, that last one that she was talking about sounds like it should go with your asthma.
There you go.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. All right.
I'm still waiting for weed beer.
What's your next one you got there, Kay?
It exists.
Okay.
True. Nice.
The other two are brown style ales that are complementary to the pretzels. The first one we chose was the peanut butter stout, which has a 6.3 ABV. And this is an American stout, which means that it is coffee and chocolate forward ale, but with a hop aroma. This particular one has a distinctive dry roasted bitterness that you would find with an American stout. And it definitely has a slight peanut butter smell. It's got a slight peanut butter flavor. For me, it had a coffee forward. For Mike, I don't think it did. It's smooth, almost creamy going through. Excellent, excellent beer.
Nice.
Hey, and Steve? Steve, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
If you want to pick up a peanut butter stout, and you can't make it to the stout house, remember, Belching Beaver will cover you.
That's right. Yes. Wow. That's right.
Mm. That's Steve's favorite thing, a Belching Beaver.
Yes.
and the beer, too. Oh,
it makes people look at you.
The last one that we chose was their Caramel Porter. And actually, interesting enough that porters were first developed before stouts came afterwards. And a porter is a dark style beer developed in London from well hop beers made from brown malt. The name was first recorded in the 18th century and is thought to come from its popularity with street and river porters. But the Caramel Porter from Stout House has, to me, a mild brown sugar flavor. It's got a sweet smell. It's roasty but not coffee. It does have the roasted bitterness, but it does have a sweet finish. This one, I think, was excellent, but it does have a 7.6 ABV, a little higher than the others.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
That's a little kick in the pants.
Yeah, it was really good, and the saltiness of the pretzels really kind of kicked off the sweetness of the beer after you take a bite of the pretzel.
Very good.
I'll be right back.
And then, as I mentioned, the health benefits of the wheat beer, actually, the dark beers, antioxidants in beers are better at reacting with the toxic-free radicals and then antioxidant vitamin pills, and dark beers, especially stouts, have been found to reduce the risk of blood clots, at least according to the University of Wisconsin. So, again, healthy choices if you're going to be drinking beers.
Absolutely. Beer's medicine, as I've always say.
That's a great medicine. Now, by chance, is there, did you also kind of maybe test where, I know a lot of people like to have mustard with their pretzel. Was there any beers that have like that three combination thing where it's the beer, the mustard, and the pretzel itself?
Not that I found, but looking online and looking at the Homebrewers Association and the Untapped and some of the other sources that I looked at, they do recommend if you're going to go either with the cheddar cheese or the mustard to go with a dark brown, possibly a brown or a stout to pair with your pretzel.
Okay. All right. Makes a whole lot of sense. I like it.
And keep in mind, all of these styles of beers, even though we bought them at a local brewery, they can be found easily at all the different places. You know, we like to try to find things that everybody can get a hold of. And really, you can get a hold of these not only at your local grocery stores, but especially at specialty liquor stores if you have any near you.
Yeah, and it's just a matter, I think, of just keeping your eye out for them, basically, is what it is. Because I know every time I go to Vons or go to a certain liquor store or whatever, I'm always looking for those beers that you have mentioned to us, basically, because I'm going, oh, I liked this one, I liked that one, and everything. And I've now become, you know, basically a beer drinker in that aspect because of it.
Oh, we're sorry, Sean.
Oh, no, it's great because, I mean, you know, for years, all I've done was drink hard alcohol. And, you know, but to have these beers with these different flavors in it and go, wow, that's good. And it doesn't taste like, you know, a Budweiser or a Coors or whatever.
You know, yeah. And, you know, a good beer goes down on a hot summer day a lot better than a straight shot of tequila or something like that. So,
well,
yeah. Of course. Oh, yeah. That's
gives
so
you a nice
true.
Choice.
Depend if it's blended or not. So, you know.
That's true. Depending on what it's mixed with. Yeah.
But you can always go for a Gose for that.
Oh, yeah. Summertime beers are coming.
Oh, we can't wait.
Oh,
we can't wait. We're looking forward to it.
There's got to be a summertime beer national day.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
If not, we'll just make it up and have them back on.
Oh,
like we always do.
We'll have Zach look for it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Isn't every other day is National Beer Day?
I thought summer was synonymous with beer.
I think it is.
I think it's synonymous with anything else, especially with you guys. Yes.
It's the national beer. It's the national beer season, I guess, right?
Yes, and it's the official drink of the Price household.
Alcohol, the official quarantine drink.
There you go.
Yeah, oh, we're all a bunch of drunks.
Hey,
and it's okay.
Alrighty. Well, as always, guys, love having you on and educating us and telling us what to go out and drink, because you guys give off so much good information. And as always, Kay, how is your beers doing?
Great. I just started on Wednesday a Hefeweizen as we're talking about summer beers. This one I'll finish with Mandarin Oranges, so that's in the mix. But
ooh.
I am moving to a whole grain. Mike has let me splurge with new equipment from Anvil Brewing Equipment Company, and I'm going whole grain.
Nice.
So extract, yeah.
Very cool, very cool. Well, we can't wait to try those and also to get back out to you to see you guys when this whole thing blows over.
Yeah, definitely. We look forward to it.
I've got, like, one odd question I thought of. I don't know why I thought of this, but do wheat beers have gluten?
They would, because it has a larger portion of wheat relative to the amount of barley. And so anything fermented with wheat, I would assume, would have gluten in it. So if you have to maintain a gluten-free diet, I would stay from a white beer, Hefeweizen, a wit beer, anything on that, because they will have a larger portion of wheat in it.
Okay, there you go. And there's the answer. See, and again, that's why we have these guys on. They know what the hell they're talking about.
Delicious. Yeah. They make really good gluten-free beers, too. I get them quite a bit. They're delicious.
Awesome.
They do. And you just have to read the label. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to let you guys go. Thank you again, Mike and Kay, for always coming on the show with us. We love you guys.
Hey, we love you guys, too. Thanks for having us.
We miss you guys greatly.
Miss you, too. Go out and drink a couple of cases for us.
All right, cheers, everybody.
All right, cheers, guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
Take care.
Just a cold beer drinker. Check out the callus on my pop-top finger. Got a cooler in the back with a 12-pack ready to roll. I'm just a cold beer drinker.
All right, and is this true or?
Yes, it's.
All right, let's go for it then.
Certainly sound like it is.
Who posted it? That's what I'm going to do.
Now with breaking news, we go to the newsroom with Sean. Sean Roberts, what breaking news do we have?
There's a sale at Sears.
Yay!
Woo, let's go, not.
All right, hold on, let's go.
All right.
This is better news.
I couldn't find it. I'm actually on CNN.com. I didn't see it here in World Events, so it hasn't popped up on their thing yet.
However,
I was checking as well.
This is what I have. You want me to go ahead and do it?
Yeah, or
what I have, this is from TMZ, and I usually do believe it because they were the first ones that broke that Kobe Bryant had passed away.
Right.
They were on it before all the news outlets, like ours. So Kim Jong-un is reportedly dead after botched heart surgery. It says the Supreme Leader has died, or it says is on his deathbed with no hope of recuperation. He's in a vegetative state, apparently, according to media outlets in China, Japan, and North and South Korea. They sent a medical team to their communist neighbors this week to check in on him in a Hong Kong-backed news channel. Vice director, who's apparently the niece of the Chinese foreign minister, blasted out the news herself. He is dead. So this is a historical year, is it not?
It's
a lot of craziness.
We just so need weird. Trump to inject himself, and then we are golden. We're golden.
Maybe he injected himself with Lysol.
Well, it looks like apparently President Trump has downplayed the reports and has refused to elaborate on it.
He lost his friend.
It looks like Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, might be getting set up to possibly replace him as Supreme Leader. The reports say she was recently re-promoted and to a prominent position of power there. So, again, TMZ, you never know with them. You know, at first it was always seemed to be more of something of like, oh, just, you know, the Hollywood elite or whatever. But they have been doing certain things where they have been breaking.
They've stepped it up.
Certain news.
They catch things. People know that's where the money is. You go there first. They're just going to, you know.
And like I said, when Kobe Bryant passed away, I got the alert on my phone just like I did on this. And it was at least an hour before any of the major news outlets like Fox News or CNN broke the story.
Actually confirmed it. Really.
Yeah, confirmed it. So like I said, what a historical year.
We'll find out. Yeah, CNN has yet to break it yet.
China's saying he is dead. Japan is saying he's in a vegetative state. So
he's gone. Let's just
either
face
way,
it.
They probably got to a point and they just went, pulled the plug.
Well, especially if they're getting his sister, and who knows what she's going to be like. And,
I wonder if she's nice.
Odd.
Well, all we know for sure is that there will be intense negotiations once a month.
So would she be Rocket
Once
Girl?
That is very, very, very sexist.
What? No, it's not. I'm just telling the truth. It's going to get very intense. It's going to get very intense.
Well, his sister, when she walks around, she does that high kick thing that they do in the parade. So she's a little different from him.
Well, you know, today we're celebrating so many different things. And today is also East Meets West Day.
Good Lord.
Ooh.
And what a day. You know, we're getting the news about, you know, the Korean leader and everything. But, you know, we wanted to do this, of course, in Mark and Brian style. And so what better way than to try and redo something, but just let Mark and Brian do it themselves for you. So here we go. These are the Jackie Chan auditions.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to give you that ham biscuit detail.
Now, as we mentioned yesterday, Jackie Chan recently said that he's tiring of doing action movies and would like to move on to more dramatic roles like Gladiator.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's really very serious about doing this because he's put together an audition reel filled with him doing lines from some of America's best-loved films to show producers that he's got the dramatic chops. Movers and shakers that we are, we were able to get a copy of that actual audition tape of Jackie Chan. Here it is. Okay, Jackie Chan, Jerry Maguire, take one.
Show me the money. Show me the money. You have me a hero.
Okay, Jackie Chan, Forrest Gump, take one.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. I am not a smart man, Jenny, but I know what love is. Learn for this, learn.
Jackie Chan, Silence of the Lambs, take one.
Hero Chris, I ate his river with a side of fava beans and some nice Chianti. I have to go. I am having no friend for dinner.
Jackie Chan, Casablanca, take one.
Of all the gin joints in the whole world, she has come into mind. The problem of three little people don't amount to a hair of beans in this crazy world. Someday you understand that. Here's working at you, kid.
Jackie Chan, cat on a hot tin roof. Take one.
You know, sometimes I feel like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Jackie Chan, Gone with the Wind. Take one.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Jackie Chan, Cool Hand Luke, take one.
What we have here is failure to communicate.
Jackie Chan, To Have and Have Not, take one.
You know how to whistle, don't you? You put your ribs together and bro.
Jackie Chan, Top Gun.
I feel the need for speed. Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Jackie Chan, Mommy Dearest, Take One.
No wild hangers. No wild hangers.
Jackie Chan, Dirty Harry, Take One.
I know what you're thinking. You are thinking that I hit the five choice of the fight. To tell you the truth, I've lost track of myself. But being that this is a 44 Magnum, would blow your head clean off, and you ask yourself a question, do you think? What do you think?
Jackie Chan, Citizen Kane, Take One.
Lost blood. Lost blood. Oh, that's a sleigh, right?
Jackie Chan, A Few Good Men, Take One.
Son, we live in a world that has walls. Who's gonna guard those walls, you? You want me on that wall? You need me on that wall. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the... Ryan?
So right there, I mean, Jackie Chan... Very serious.
Oh, yeah. So we hope he gets some of the roles.
She about did. The thing, yeah.
Been auditioning for serious roles for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boy. Oh, I'm sorry. That was funny.
Well, don't be making fun of Jackie Chan now, because he's serious about it.
That's right. Oh, whoops. Okay.
Come on.
Serious acting.
He does all his own.
There you go, the great Mark and Brian.
If we're going to laugh at those kind of things, we can't bring them up.
Wow. What'd you think about that one, Amber? Oh, we just lost her. She's all frozen.
I think that it's... Oh, there you are. Dangerously on. Can you? You know what I'm, I was just checking the stock, Zoom stock, and it's down, and I can see why. Like, I'm feeling like I want to sell off mine too right now. I'm lagging. Screw you, Zoom.
No worries. No worries.
It's that edgy. It's that edge. I like that little edge of just. Is it racist?
Or is it not? That's why I said. You know what?
You know,
let's just let Mark and Ryan do it. It's easier, you know.
Yeah.
That way people don't
let's
yell at us.
Let's just toe that. I live on that line of just, you know.
Exactly.
It might be. It might not be. You don't know.
Well, one segment we almost forgot to do is our lockdown pick-me-up, so let's do that real quickly.
We're on lockdown, baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. It gets worse every day that I turn on the news.
Well, of course, this past, let's see, what is it? This past Wednesday evening, New Jersey got together. Bruce Springsteen, Tony Bennett, Bon Jovi, and a bunch of others performed for Jersey for Jersey COVID-19 relief show. It's a star-studded roster that celebrates and help honors the frontline workers amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. So the concert, Jersey for Jersey, was this past Wednesday. It was a one-hour event recognizing all the healthcare workers, first responders, and other essential employees. Let's see here, the New Jersey Pandemic Fund, that's where all the money went to, whose mission is to provide assistance to the state's most vulnerable communities. Not only did it include Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, but Charlie Ruth, Danny DeVito, Jon Stewart, Whoopi Goldberg, and many other New Jersey actors and actresses and musicians who live in the state itself. It also, the Grammy Award winning band Fountains of Wayne got together and performed their 2003 Grammy nominated single, Stacy's Mom. The group got together because of Adam Schlesinger, who recently passed away from the coronavirus complications. He was the one that we talked about last week, who wrote the song, That Thing You Do, for the movie. So, they got together for that. So, very nice, Jersey for Jersey. And if you're in Milton Keys, guess what? You might be seeing the Bluesmobile driving around playing some feel-good tunes to kind of ease the strain of the lockdown. A replica of the iconic vehicle used in the Blues Brothers movie has been seen and heard driving around Buckinghamshire playing feel-good music to everyone stuck in the lockdown. Photographer Gil Prince said he heard the Bluesmobile blasting out "Bring Me Some Sunshine" from the huge speaker strapped to its roof. The driver also appeared to be wearing the iconic black attire of the film's protagonist, along with the sunglasses and fedora. According to people living in the Milton Keys area, this was not the first time that the vehicle has been seen out and about, cheering people up amid the coronavirus lockdown. Thursday evening, the vehicle showed up to take part in a weekly round of applause for frontline workers while last week it was spotted playing the Bee Gees outside a care home facility for elderly. So, which is kind of cool.
I just want to go back to Buckinghamshire.
Yeah.
That's the whitest city I've ever heard.
Well, it's in England, so there you go. We talked about this with Paul Preston earlier, but drive-in movie theaters are posing a comeback because of the virus. Drive-in movie theaters are a tiny, nearly forgotten silver of the U.S. cinema business, but they may be making a comeback because of the coronavirus. Movie theaters nationwide have been closing down, which has been about over 40,000 screens. But for moviegoers, drive-in theaters are still remain in business, and they may soon be able to offer little relief to pent-up moviegoers, according to the report. And I was saying earlier, too, there's a bunch of different countries that have been profiting from this also. Drive-in ticket sales are booming in Germany, South Korea. Let's see, where else did it say? In Cologne. Italy also, they've been doing sold out shows, for different movies. So it's been really helpful for a lot of people to get out. Cause again, they're isolated. They don't have to do anything or whatever. Just go out, get to see the movie, come back home, and you still get to see it on the big screen. So, there is about what they say about 320 drive-ins in the U.S., but just 25 are open for business because some have been like turned into swap meets and stuff like that. So they might be rearranging some of those and, you know, revamping them and everything too, so people can kind of come out. So that's a good thing. So
I'll pass.
Yeah, really? You don't want to go to a drive-in with the kids?
Listen, I have to pee at least two or three times during a movie. I cannot be at a drive-in.
Well, take a big cup.
That is disgusting. Also, I need a cooler of beer and just, you know, it just gets
well,
all
yeah, that's a little bit. That's a little bit different there.
I just need to stay at home and just relax and watch a movie here.
All right. Well, speaking of staying at home and you want to, you know, give yourself, what do they call it? Some
colonic?
Well, that too. Yeah.
Oh, my exactly. gosh. I was going to say retail therapy.
No. But some cookies and everything that you. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Baked goods.
Yeah, baked goods.
Oh.
Wow.
That was a triple flutter blaster.
Didn't know cookies could do that to you.
Zachary.
Are we done?
Yeah.
All right, Zach. Well, chocolate chip cookies, of course, is one of everybody's favorite. And, of course, Disney decided now to release their recipe on this. So, because they do have their own recipe on it. Now, of course, you know, you need the typical things like flour, baking soda, salt, butter, brown sugar, powdered sugar, eggs, vanilla extract. And, of course, chocolate chips. But it's the way it's all put together. So this one comes from Disney Parks blog. So you want to check those out to find out exactly what the recipe is. And it says, now that you got all the ingredients, though, go check out all the right amounts for everything. But remember, when it shouldn't take too long to bake everything. Once they're in the oven, these cookies should be ready to go under 15 minutes.
I've had a ton of cookies there, but I can't say that it stuck out in my mind.
Mm-hmm. But they're good, though. That's just, yeah.
I mean, is it just the Disney thing? You're just, you know, like, oh, I'm at Disneyland. This is delicious.
Zach. Yes. Steve, it could be a turn on the popsicle stick,
and you'd be like, yes, Disney.
Steve's testing my patience.
No, I was practicing my introduction.
Whispering to himself. So, I can
just
hear you.
Just go with the flow on this.
All right, guys. And there you go. Those are the lockdown pick-me-ups.
We're all locked down, baby, and we're trying to get out. Been washing my hands about 24 times. Worse every day that I turn on the news. Stuck here singing those dang old lockdown blues.
Well, you know, everybody's been tied up, but we're all still in quarantine and everything and so forth. And, you know, it's been 5-6 weeks. We're all going nuts, you know. But the thing is that people want to get out. They want to date. They want to do different things. So Zach actually found some really cool stuff here. And so these are some quarantine pickup lines that you can tweet to one another.
Well,
oh,
that
waiting
was...
for me. Sorry.
No, I thought there was going to be some cool theme music. You know that little. What's that thing that you do? The little. That thing you like?
Oh, with the...
Where you don't talk over the music? That thing? Oh,
no. Your sound effect of the. Oh.
Well, that's sexy talk, though.
Yeah. Well, pickup lines.
This is pickup lines.
It's going
right.
to make girls sound like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
okay.
What you
yeah.
do?
So you ready?
There it is.
Well, kind of, but there's that little tune that goes with it. Okay. All right. I digress. Here I go. You ready?
Oh, she wants a sexy music. No, she wants a sexy music underneath it.
Oh, you want sexy music?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's what she wants.
That's the Mark and Brian one, right?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
All right, here we go. All right, Amber's gotten...
This is getting a little motivation here. All right. So if COVID-19 doesn't take you out, can I?
Ooh. Baby, do you need toilet paper? Because I can be your Prince Charming.
Garmin. Prince Charming.
Is it hot in here, or is it just our fevers and shortness of breath?
That's me. That's so me. Is that hand sanitizer in your pocket, or are you just happy to be within 6 feet of me?
I saw you from across the bar. Stay there.
With a little delay.
Yeah. Is heaven your quarantine zone? Because I think you're an angel.
Oh. You can't spell quarantine without U-R-A-Q-T.
I like that one.
Steve's going to use that one.
Yeah. You smell so good. Is that Purell you're wearing?
It's Purell, eh?
It is.
Thank you.
Are you looking
Purell-A.
For a...
Oh, de Purell.
Are you looking for a naughty boy? Because I only wash my hands for 19 seconds.
Shame on you. Oh. Who wants to go next?
What? No, Amber.
Amber.
Oh, see? I'm selling my Zoom stock right now. I'm selling it. The delay is hideous. Well, you can't spell virus without you and I.
That's true.
I've tried.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah. You can't use any other vowels.
Are you...
I didn't say it sexy enough.
Oh, I like this one. This is my favorite. Are you an N95 mask? Because I want you on my face.
That's very Steve.
I like that.
He's gonna use that. You know he is.
You know I will.
Get Sicily back in here.
Yeah. Hey, want to play coronavirus and get spread on a hard surface?
I sure do.
Oh, boy.
Like that.
Since there the public go. Libraries are closed, I'm checking you out, baby.
Ooh, she had the baby.
Oh, this one's sweet. This one will make the girl swoon. Even during the pandemic, the most contagious thing is still your smile.
Aww. All right, here we go. Last one. What if I told you I have 60 rolls of ultra-soft toilet paper?
Prince Charming.
Absolutely. There you go, guys. So... Coronavirus picket lines. All right, and speaking of pickup lines and dating and everything, Amber, you've got something over there for you, right? Regarding a first date?
Oh, okay, we're not doing tweets.
We just did them.
My top turnoffs on a first date. This is seriously. Some are good, some are bad. Okay, so number one. These are in no order, by the way.
Right.
Top turnoffs on a first date. I should say any date.
Right.
Bad manners.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you don't know how to treat somebody or at least be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Cordial?
Not cordial, but...
complimentary?
Not an asshole?
No.
I like that one.
Cavalier.
Cavalier.
You know, to treat a woman well.
Okay.
Open, you know, open the doors. Open, you know, when you're walking into a restaurant or whatever, let, you know, those type of things. Because a woman will remember those things.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, absolutely, you know. Well,
I struggle with this one because I eat with my mouth open and I smile. I'm like, and the woman had to sit across from that the whole time. I don't know why I get dates, honestly. Sean made a face.
Cross off my list things to not do with Amber.
Okay, yeah, good. Okay. Eating dinner with her.
This is a huge turnoff. I have to agree with this. Bragging.
Yes.
Narcissism in general. I used to do this. I do this. Oh, da, 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 my past life, this life. I've been. Like,
I think if you're talking about certain things within your industry, you're saying, hey, I got to work with so-and-so or whatever, a slight mention here or there is fine. But,
yeah.
But a total brag of, yeah, you know, Brad Pitt and George Clooney and I, we were having lunch the other day with Mother Teresa. And, yeah, it ain't going to work.
Yeah. Don't, if you're going to be a narcissist, don't go on the date.
Right.
Okay. This is a big one in the lesbian community. Maybe it is everywhere. I don't know. Talking about your ex.
Oh, yeah. That's for everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Really hard, though, if you had a really shitty ex. It's like, ugh. You're like, but I'm no one so wants glad to... you're not like them.
I would just keep it to yourself because no one wants to hear your old problems.
Yeah.
How about new? You crazy. Just
save it for later when you guys are closer and you can talk about it in a more productive.
And provided that your new person you're dating wants to know, well, what were they really like?
So tell me about, you know.
Yeah.
But not on a first date.
No.
Or even a few dates in, you know, just like leave that for later.
Yeah, exactly. What's next, Amber?
Or you can be like, you know, what did your ex do so I don't do that? That's good. Okay. So anyways, next is not talking. And I'd say at that point, just leave the damn table. Like, you know what? We good. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
There's a difference between shy and being, you know, and engaging, but then not talking. That's what. Okay. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Here's mine. I've ruined so many dates this way. Imagine talking too much.
That, oh, Karen, I'm surprised, is not behind me now. My wife will tell you that was the big thing. I, from the time, because we met on a blind date.
Uh-huh.
And from the time we left the house and got into the car to the restaurant, I did not shut up.
I believe that.
Blah, 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 blah.
And then she goes, you realize you've been talking the whole time. I then spent the next 5 minutes apologizing.
Yes,
from
still
the
freeway,
time from the freeway to the restaurant, you know. Good God,
You know, I think that it's when you're in, you know, you get your nerves. You're on a first date or a blind date, your nerves, and you just can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's me. I have talking and joke Tourette's. I know it. Okay, this one for me is huge, and I think a lot of people.
All right.
Shitty hygiene, poor hygiene.
Oh yeah.
I know way too many.
Someone who smells is so bad. Turn off.
I know. For not showering for a couple of days, brushing your damn teeth. Just brush your damn teeth.
At least.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Clean the house. Do something. Do the dishes. Anyways.
The dishes.
List for today, Amber?
No. My house is spotless. Oh, okay. Are you kidding me? Do you know me? Okay. The next one, I haven't really experienced this one, but you guys tell me. Checking out other people while you're on your first date.
I've seen it happen with others, yes.
It's why my mom and her boyfriend broke up.
I got a friend who does that. He's very... He'll get other women's numbers while he's on a date.
Oh wow. That's a player.
Yeah.
That's a player.
That's Jean-Claude. You'd like him. We'll get you and Jean-Claude buddies.
I've met him. He's an ass.
You've never met Jean-Claude.
The damn show.
No. Not Jean-Claude Van Damme. My friend.
Well, you just say which one.
Pay attention.
No, a very charming French one. Okay, here's good. Being tied to your phone. That's just as bad as not talking.
Well, yeah, because you're on the date. You're not paying attention. You're sitting across and you're on your phone texting or tweeting. Put the fucking thing away.
Yeah.
Just put it aside or whatever. Because that
Keep
shows
it
you
in
where
a
your
pocket.
Focus is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Set it to vibrate.
Constant complaining. Negative Nancy's.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the food, this, that,
which
blah, 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 blah,
to
blah.
Me, which kind of goes back to your ex also of don't talk about your ex because all you're going to do is complain.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's very true. Stop complaining. Oh my gosh, this is a good one. But this is one of those ones where if you're nervous, getting drunk on the first date. That can go two ways.
That can go very much two ways because you want to have a couple of drinks just to kind of loosen up or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. And if you happen that you guys want to hook up that night for the first time or whatever, you know,
lubricates things.
It's kind of nice. But when you get to the point where you're drunk and completely intoxicated, you're useless to me at that point.
It's true. Oh,
wow. I don't know what that has to do with being drunk, but okay.
It was a Barney burping.
I was going to say, like, that time you fell asleep on your floor, and then the next Saturday, I fell asleep at the kitchen table.
Oh, yeah, exactly. you're absolutely useless.
Karen tapped me on the shoulder. She's like, are you okay? I was like, I just need pizza. I just need pizza.
And it was in front of you, and you didn't even eat any.
I know. My tummy, never mind. Anyways, moving on. Good thing that wasn't a date.
Okay. Yeah.
This is good for the whole relationship, honestly. Being controlling.
Oh, yeah.
Some people like to be controlled, but I think there's like a balance to be had with that, you know?
But it can be carried too far because I've seen it where in relationships with women, where I KJ'd and I would see these guys walking with their girlfriends. They're there supposedly as a couple, but then he's the one having the beer and tells sit there and don't do anything. You know, and it's
hell no.
That's way too controlling, you know. You can't do that. I mean, I've had friends, too, where people that I've known, I should say, where they were so controlling that they believed that their spouse was cheating behind their back when they weren't.
But that's negative projection.
Yeah.
That's because you have that within, you know.
Within yourself.
And you can also be a person who projects positivity. So if you are really trusting and you trust someone you shouldn't trust. Anyway.
Right.
Okay, this is one that I suffer from all the time. Swearing too much on a first date.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I could totally
agree. You know
what?
It's my salt and pepper, okay? Okay. Oh, gosh, this is huge. I lived with one of these. Lying. Even white lies. And when you realize, when you look back, and you're like, oh, that person's a constant little white liar.
I like green lies.
What is a green lie?
I don't know. It's kind of similar to a red or blue one.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Okay.
That was well deserved, yeah.
This one's touchy. I think that this was debatable. Moving too fast. That's debatable.
That is very debatable because if you've got...
It depends on who you're with and how y'all feeling.
Well, it depends on the chemistry. If you feel it's going good and everything, you're both consenting adults, yeah, absolutely. Why not? You know, jump in and have fun. But if you feel a little reserved or whatever, because maybe past experiences and you're unsure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
then that makes sense to like, you know, I understand we're taking things a little fast, but can we just slow down for tonight?
Well, there has to be this like mutual agreement and chemistry.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the vibe. So.
Yeah. It's totally the vibe.
Let's see. I'm guilty of just a couple of these and,
like seven or eight.
That's
right?
That list.
So there you go. Turnoffs on first dates for everybody. So
yes.
All right. Well, as we're moving on.
Here it is.
Yes. We've got something that we want to do. Where's my controller, Jay? Did I move it? Oh, there it is. Okay. So last week, Steve was talking about a song that he wrote.
Okay. You know the reason why
I did it
and sent it to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because last week was actually... I think it was Lineman Day, which is, you know, the guys
it's
who
national.
Work on the lines, you know. So there's a very, very famous song, for those of you who don't know, which I think it's kind of hard and possible, because if you're a Glenn Campbell fan, which is the Wichita Lineman.
I love that song.
Great
song. And Randy did a cover of that one.
Yeah. And so Steve was, how should we say...
higher than a kite?
Well, I wasn't going to put it like that, but I was going to say...
It was. That's exactly what it was.
I was going to say talking to the herbal gods instead, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was higher than a kite. And basically decided to write this. So we figured, okay, he's going to do it then. And did a parody based upon... You know, the Wichita Lineman.
Now, this was supposedly just to make Sean laugh, but well, here it is.
All right, so let's blow that. Let's blow that screen up.
He's already apologizing. Okay, let's see. Here we go.
So. All right, here we go, Steve.
I was a lineman for the county.
Pick a note, Steve.
Now I'm in a coma. Fell off the pole when I found that overload. I feel the it in my spine.
This is going great.
And the fracture in my pelvis left me with a numb behind. And I was behind. I'm trying to watch the words and read the other words at the same time. Okay, remember this. I should have taken that vacation.
Hey, that note, those notes were pretty good there.
Now it's nothing but pain. And when I sneeze, my body can't stand the strain.
This is uplifting.
It's very uplifting.
Uh-huh.
And I need so much propofol. Michael's gonna roll over in his grave. What, too soon? And this lawsuit-bound lineman still has a numb behind.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
That was beautiful. I'm so sad that you're a Luigi.
Yes. Hopefully it sounded the same on the East Coast as it did here on the West.
Wow. Oh, that was beautiful, man.
That's definitely going to make one of our best past moments right there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. There we go. Well, now that we're done with Steve singing there, and you did pretty good, bud.
He
hit those notes.
It's just some of them.
Stupid allergies in the throat. It's constant.
Oh, you sounded great.
It's so hard to sing.
You sounded great. Well, let's talk about what's news.
What's news?
What's a cat?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What's news?
What's a cat?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, oh, we forgot to do that segment, too. We got to go back and do that one. Okay.
Oh.
You know, we were talking about you got high as a kite when you wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, here in California, it is legal for medicinal purposes. You can go into a store, per se, and go get it. But I think also depends on where you're at in the country of how they treat it. Well, this guy in Tennessee, you know.
They might know him.
Yeah. Well, this guy's in Wilson County Sheriff Robert Ryan. Said it was one of the craziest things that he's ever seen was a man lights a joint in court while facing marijuana charges.
Dude, just go. You're already there. Just do it.
Okay. Yep.
Might as well feel good about it.
Spencer Allen Boston was facing a marijuana possession charge. Sheriff Ryan says Boston approached the bench to discuss his sentence, and that's when he pulled the joint from his pocket and lit up in front of the judge. Court officers then led Boston out of the courtroom as he made statements about his desire to see marijuana legalized in Tennessee. Boston was booked on a second charge of simple possession and received 10 days for contempt in court.
Oh.
Yikes.
That noxious weed.
He just needs to move to California. Oh, no, Illinois now. It's legal. Pop over to Illinois.
There you go. A couple states over.
Go to New York. Go to Illinois.
What do you got, Steve?
What do I got? Oh, it's what's news.
Yeah.
That means something. Okay. I'm just going to read the headline because this is something I've waited for years. Unfortunately, it's an injection, but still, this is big news.
Okay.
The FDA approves new injectable drug to boost women's sex drive. A new drug aimed at increasing women's libidos will soon hit the market. Food and Drug Administration announced bremelanotide.
Say it three times real fast.
Bremelanotide. Bremelanotide. Bambiamotide. To be marketed as Vyleesi, has been approved to treat hypoactive sexual desire disorder in premenopausal women. And the injectable drug will be sold by AMAG Pharmaceuticals, the FDA said.
Mm.
Okay.
So
Trump is really into these injectables. We'll get him on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look into this. You're looking into this, right?
So this hypoactive sexual desire disorder affects approximately 10% of adult women, according to the article published in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings Medical Journal, characterized by low sexual desire, often leads to distress or interpersonal difficulty. I would never want to have that. So there are women who, for an unknown reason, have reduced sexual desire that causes marked distress and who can benefit from safe and effective pharmacological treatment. Today's approval provides women with another treatment option for this condition. Unlike Addy, a once daily pill introduced in 2015 to treat this, Vyleesi, which activates melanocortin receptors.
I said, you're having trouble speaking over there, aren't you?
Melanocortin, I got all right, but I can't say receptors. It's injected.
It's like we're at a Trump briefing.
Yeah. Can't say. It's injected into the abdomen or thigh 45 minutes before patients expect to engage in sexual activity.
Huge. So,
don't use it more than once every 24 hours, more than 8 times a month. And FDA said it put more than 1,200 women through two-week, 24-week trials, found that 25% of patients who used it had an increase in sexual desire.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Well, you know, there is a problem because I know that sometimes women who have also gotten had children, their sex drive makes a huge, huge dive down.
It can affect your estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone levels.
So, something like this can actually help. Did you go through any postpartum depression or anything like that with the kids, Amber?
Postpartum depression? No, I didn't. I just have really shitty health. But otherwise, I mean, it's always interesting getting used to a new baby, and it's a very shocking life change. I mean, even if you plan for it. But no, I didn't have many issues. I found going into my 40s is where my body's like, we're going to mess with you,
right.
You know?
So. But, I mean, did your sex drive change? Did it decrease, increase, or did it stay the same after each child?
Oh, definitely decreased. But I didn't. But then again, I had a baby to care for, so that was like the least of my thoughts. You know what I mean? Women can compartmentalize it a lot of times.
Right. And it can stay that way for about 15, 20 years.
It can.
Yeah.
It just depends.
Yeah.
Everybody's different.
I think that happened to Marie Osmond.
Did it really?
Yeah, she had postpartum. Really bad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Really bad, yeah. So it's something you have to work through. Okay, two more things. One, women have suffered significantly pretty much in silence because of this stigmatized condition, and they've not known that it's treatable. So it is now treatable, everybody.
Which is good.
And the company says it's expected to be covered under insurance the same way other female and male dysfunction drugs are.
Viagra and then, yeah.
So the cost hasn't been released yet, but hallelujah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What you got, Amber?
We're done mansplaining women's bodies. Here we go. Man arrested after breaking into Disneyland amid temporary closure.
Just can't stay away.
The beautiful, beautiful city of Anaheim, Southern California, here in Orange County. Police say an 18-year-old man was arrested. Was arrested after he broke into Disneyland Sunday night amid the park's temporary closure to the novel. Okay, so the pandemic. Jeremiah Smith, a transient resident of Anaheim, was seen jumping over the gate into the back lot of California Adventure, which is really dumb because there are guards and police all over still. So officers responded to the scene and found the man in the park around 11 p.m. near a construction site. by Guardians of the Galaxy ride. Did he expect to go ride rides? What the hell was he thinking?
Who knows what he was thinking? That's just the whole idea.
But he was the transient. He's a young homeless dude. So police say Smith
at
was arrested 18, and cited for
he's
trespassing. 18 and homeless, yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's lots of homeless teenagers, you know? There's mental issues, who knows what. But he...
Jesus.
He thought he could get in there and... I don't know what he thought he was going to do. Get a corn dog and a churro and ride Guardians of the Galaxy or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
It didn't go well for him. He got caught immediately.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Dumas.
Went to Mickey Mouse jail, so there we go. And that's what's news.
I think he went to Anaheim.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
All righty. We ready to play the game?
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time to introduce the incredible game show that inspired Survivor Lockdown Edition, where they wear masks and participate in challenges where they have to remain 6 feet apart. Quiz me. Quiz you.
Should we try that again?
I told you go with it. Just get
to that. That's an awful lot.
I know.
Let's try it again.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children, well, it's time for the incredible game show that inspired Survivor Lockdown Edition, where they wear masks and participate 6 feet apart in challenges that they have to remain that way. Quiz me.
Yay, he did it.
A well-oiled machine.
Incredibly, wow.
All right, let's get through this quickly.
All right. Do we have to?
Yes.
All right, question number one.
We better have better questions this week, Zachary.
Tell me how to live my life. Hold on, let me move my microphone so I can.
I will tell you.
Which U.S. state is closest
Sean.
To...
Sean.
To,
oh, my gosh. To,
Florida.
No.
I thought you were saying Africa.
Finish the question.
That actually was it. Which U.S. state is closest to Africa?
To Africa?
I thought it was Florida.
It is not. You might want to go a little...
West Virginia. Carolina. California.
Think of a coastal state.
Hawaii. I don't know.
That's very coastal.
Somebody get Amber a map.
I was like, that's near Japan.
Steve.
North Carolina.
Good God, you guys. Right, so give me a damn globe.
Closest to Africa?
Yeah.
Africa. Cuba. Bahamas. No,
Puerto Rico.
I have a map right here. Amber, and I'm like, what?
Amber,
Costa Rica.
Amber, Cuba is not part of the United States, sweetheart.
I'm just throwing shit out. I'm looking at a map. They think they're not. Calm down.
Yeah. That's why they keep coming to this country.
All right. Okay. Does anyone just want the answer?
Yes.
Okay. The answer is Maine.
Maine?
Really? Wow.
I didn't think
Maine stuck out that far.
Apparently you did. Okay, question number two. We're on a
so glad we're doing this quickly.
I know. It's going great. In 2007, a major motion picture based on which television show was released?
2007.
Based on one of the most popular American TV shows of all time. Hint, Amber.
The Simpsons.
That is correct.
Woo!
Question number three.
Is a quiet question.
In the Bible, Jacob had how many sons?
Steve. Ladder.
No.
Wrong.
Well, Abraham. Amber. No. One. No. Two.
Sean.
Twins.
Sean.
12.
Yeah, that is correct.
Jacob's okay.
One of these sons would eventually.
Joseph Abraham, and the Amazing Jacob. Technicolor Dreamcoat. Was based on that.
Cool.
Oh, that's right.
Question number three.
How can you do it?
Jacob and his 12 sons.
What is the name of the scale used to measure?
Sean. The Richter scale.
Oh, boy.
Good guess. That was a good precog.
That was a good guess.
That was a good precog, yeah.
Okay.
That was.
Okay.
That was.
Not a sphincter scale, a Richter scale. There's a difference, Amber.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Dummy.
Seismometer.
Used to measure the heat of peppers.
Oh, Amber. Oh, gosh. Well, Cap's, oh man. Capsaicin is the thing, but what is the scale? Oh, Scoville. Scoville.
That is correct, yes.
There we go.
The Scoville unit.
I'm glad you got it because I don't eat that shit.
Good for you. Question number four.
They're too hard.
This is a tricky one. A computer's opponent's ability to adaptively challenge a player is known as what?
Steve. Artificial intelligence?
That is correct.
Yeah. Hey.
Wow. Steve's doing
pretty good. I was sipping my tea and I wasn't paying attention.
Question number five. Sip away. Which music superstar was offered a professional ice hockey contract back in 2012?
Oh, God. Ooh, 2012.
Didn't know this.
A singer.
Superstar. Singer. Yeah, singer.
Superstar singer.
Yeah.
He must be big.
Sean. Prince.
What the?
He had a purple stick.
Yeah. For those of you playing the home game.
Let's see. I think it's somebody big and brawny.
Oh, this person's not that.
Really?
No, you don't have to be big and brawny.
All right, here's a clue.
I don't know. Is it Justin Bieber? No, because he's Canadian.
That is correct.
Now. Oh shit!
Although his overly popularity liked as a so wait, although his overall popularity played like a role, Justin Bieber was apparently good enough to add ice hockey to have been offered a contract by a mid-level professional team based in Canada back in 2012. Question number, what number am I on? Six.
Canada.
That's right.
A.
All right, here's another one. Which musical celebrity officially promoted the second and third observance of the International Day of Happiness, respectively, in 2014?
Amber. Katy Perry. I don't know.
You're in the right area.
Ooh.
Lady area?
No. Steve. Male.
Lady.
No, it's a guy.
A dude.
Did you say male?
Yes.
Oh.
Did you say Lady Gaga?
I was going to say Lady Gaga.
2014, a dude. And Katy Perry was a close.
Sean? Robin Williams.
Amber, what did you say?
Pharrell?
That is correct.
There we go, okay.
It was Pharrell Williams, and you stole the...
Because I'm happy, not for long, Pharrell
Williams.
That's what
Pharrell.
You want to do.
Pharrell.
I'm happy... Along if you feel like
nothing is in
truth.
My mind.
She's singing his song right now.
Yeah, happy.
Sing question number seven.
Happy. Sorry.
Isn't she adorable, folks? That's why we love her. She's just...
No, I'm looking at her. She's not adorable right now.
Well, I like her.
Oh, that because I'm happy.
Real you.
Yeah.
I remember that in that Marley Maitland movie.
Good for
exactly.
you, Steve.
When the deaf kids all sang that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Who is considered to be the founder of the frozen food industry?
Oh, God.
Steve. Bird's Eye.
Amber.
That is technically correct. You didn't give the first name, but that's all right.
Bird's Eye.
Clarence Bird's Eye. Yeah.
Wow.
Question number nine.
I was going to say Stouffer's.
That's Sarah Stouffer to you.
Jeez, so aggressive. What cooking technique involves submerging food in a liquid at relatively low temperatures?
Oh, shoot. It's...
Steve.
Oh. Steve.
Poaching.
That's correct.
I think
Steve is going to be the big winner.
Steve poaches himself at least once a week by going to the hot tub.
That's right. I wish I could. I miss that so much with my gym clothes.
I thought
clothes.
It was going to be sous vide.
Question
number
10.
Yeah, that's not one.
It's going to get intense now, players. Everybody ready?
No.
How are you, Sean?
I'm fine.
All right?
I'm okay.
You got any plans this afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Want to tell me about them?
Not really, no.
Steve, you have any plans?
It's to not win this game. Continue, go.
What?
Forget it.
I'm still here.
Good.
Are you sure?
I know.
Great. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Are you and Steve going to hang out after?
No.
You
taking his ass home. Okay.
Oh man,
Amber.
Steve.
Amber, are you doing anything fun?
I'm quarantined. What do you think?
Dude, we're already overtime.
You can chase more MAGA people.
Walking to the toilet. That's about it.
Okay, Amber, what you got to do is tell these people that MAGA means make asshole go away.
I love that. Let's make those hats. I'm going to buy one today.
Look at that. I just saw the light bulb go above Amber's head. There it is.
Ding, ding.
Okay.
Make.
Who created the first electrically lit Christmas tree?
Sean. Santa Claus.
What the?
Steve.
So was it was
Macy.
An elf. Whoa.
Amber.
Amber.
I don't know. I was going to say an elf.
Doesn't that go like way back, way before they even had electricity?
Sean.
Mrs. Claus.
Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time.
Thank God.
The answer is Edward H. Johnson.
Well, good for him.
He was an American inventor known for creating the first electrical illuminated Christmas tree.
Okay.
He achieved
it
in 1882.
That's the most random one. That was, you know.
Whatever.
All right, guys. Well,
I'm not blaming you.
I know.
We hope you enjoyed today's show. You can follow us at yourweeklydose.com. Get all of our past shows there. You can also find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1.
You can follow me, Steve, on Facebook, Steve Silva, on Twitter at SilvaLining69.
I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram.
And don't forget the Amazon link, like I do all the time.
Click our banner.
Yeah. Click our banner. And you can find me, Amber Ash McCary, on Facebook or Instagram if you want to and see all my Trump ravings.
There you go.
They're quite funny.
And you can follow me, Sean, on all social media simply by going to Sean Roberts HC. And to let everybody know, a week from today, which is May 2nd, I'll also be doing my very first home concert where I'll be doing a little bit of a salute to the 50s. So I'll be sitting down with my acoustic guitar and entertaining you fine people. So I hope you get the chance to join me there.
And
meet.
There you go.
And that's our show today. Absolutely. So go out. Don't know what it's like on the East Coast, but we hope it's a good day for you guys. And you paying attention and doing
it's
what you need to do.
It's not good weather out there right now. Lots of rain and tornadoes.
Oh, not good on the East Coast, huh?
Yeah, it's been kind of funky. All right. We're hot here. They're wet and cold there.
Well, it's good they have to stay indoors.
Well, in that case, we're pretty warm out here, and you're very jealous of us. So in the meantime, guys, take care of each other. Be good to each other. Stay inside, and we will catch you next week.
Be healthy, world.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Your Weekly Dose 1 and Facebook at Your Weekly Dose. We'll see you next week.